Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here, live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, across the Caribbean, too, around the world via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, as it always does, wherever you're serving, and we thank you very much for your service to America, plus to the EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes to all the roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, as well as the Gulf of Mexico and the northern tundra up there in the northern part of the U.S., plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Heard from one of them just a minute ago. It was Simon over in Saudi Arabia. And hello, Simon. And I got to say hello to a bunch of people here in a minute. But don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget about the fact we're on Twitter also as at Captain's America. Just look up Captain's America, capitalize the word America. All right. This hour, we're going to, and by the way, let me give a shout out to the folks that are chiming in. Catwoman and Road Dog, howdy, howdy. I see that you're out and about and moving along. And they're telling me that there's a new Mission Barbecue in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And it's opening, having a grand opening. And they haven't tried it out, and they're going to give it a shot. Well, I'll tell you what, you won't regret it. You won't regret it. Mission Barbecue's got some excellent food, just really good. And by the way, that's where I'll be today, Tuesday, from noon to 1:30 over at West Water Street here in Tampa, if you want to stop by and say howdy, howdy. We have a lot of people that come in there, and we're always happy to see them. Now, also to Al in Nebraska, how you doing there, Al? To Terry up in Nashville, how you doing, Terry? To Richard and Marine in Oregon, to Steve over in Thailand, appreciate you guys. And let's see, to Dennis and Eric is there. Hello, Eric, how you doing? And Brooke is there. Hello, Brooke. And Pamela is there. Hello, Pamela. And don't know where you're. I'm just saying the names because I don't know where you're at. You're not telling me. Got Jim, Ed. Oh, Trucker Ed. Okay, Trucker Ed is out there tonight. Thank you very much, Trucker Ed, and hope you're doing very well yourself. All right, speaking of truckers, there are some states, once again, they're going to try to balance their budgets on the wallet of the truckers and the people that travel the highways the most. Let's start with Connecticut. Leading lawmakers in Connecticut are in hot pursuit of truck-only tolls. Truck-only tolls. Now, the governor there, Ned Lamont, has announced plans to hold a special session on the issue before the regular session convenes in early February. Now, what's important here is specifically the Democratic governor and the state's majority party are advocating to collect truck-only tolls on 12 bridges across the state. Now, this is not only Interstate 95. This is not only Interstate 91. This is not only Interstate, 84? I'm trying to remember where all the interstates are there. But anyway, on various bridges, charging a toll. Just to the trucks, nobody else. Now, the biggest potential roadblock for Connecticut's toll plan is an ongoing legal challenge that Rhode Island's truck-only tolls are a violation of the U.S. Constitution. And there is a lawsuit going on right there, right now, about that. And our friend Dee Dee, who used to live up there, who's now down here, was telling us about that last night. Now, the Governor Lamont from Connecticut says he's not concerned about the court action. He said, and I quote, "I am confident that the legal arguments for truck tolls will prevail." So, in other words, they're trying to once again balance their state budget on the backs of the truckers. I got more, but I don't have enough time to tell you about it until the next segment. And when I do, you're going to blow your top. Now, there are truckers right now that are going out of their way because of the truck-only tolls to miss Rhode Island altogether on their way up to Boston or whatnot. They're going through through Hartford and cutting up that way to the Massachusetts Turnpike to get into Boston. So there you go. And it is what it is. Okay, Ian, you're running out of time, but you got about maybe 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Governor Lamont's a communist. There, I said it. You ever hear the cordless Lamont?
Yeah.
The Lamont glove makers that make gloves.
Yeah.
Ned Lamont.
Yeah.
This dude's a descendant of a long line of rats, okay?
All right.
That whole state, forget about the nutmeg state. Call it the nut state, the anti-constitution state. That's what Connecticut is. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Wait till you hear. Wait till you hear when I get into right after the break this other stuff that's going on, because I got, I got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5 more states that are trying to do the same thing. And one of them is out west. Well, actually, 2 of them are out west. And you won't believe it that these states that are, by the way, they're not Democrat states out there either. These are Republican states that are trying to do something similar. But the similarity stops at the door. Trying to balance their budget on the backs of the truckers. Not fair, not right, and that's a fight that I'll get into. And again, Connecticut, hey, they're kind of between a rock and a hard place because, gosh, people are moving out because of why? Taxes! Oh, boy, you love it, don't you? Oh, bad. Well, anyway, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're going to continue this discussion.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a problem. product. We're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team at Relief Factor. Ryan, now let me ask you a little question here. How much pain is too much pain? Well, if you're in pain right now and have been for a while, and many of you I know are that are listening to the program, is $19.95 too much to spend to see if you can get out of pain? I don't think so. And this is why Relief Factor is doing so well nationally, because the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot decided to discount the cost of their three-week quick start from $64.95 to $19.95. Now, they do this because our statistics here in this show are higher than the others. About 80% of the people who order the three-week quick start go on to order more. Now, this is important because this is a way, all natural, that it can save you from being in pain when you don't have to be. Now, the three-week quick start for $19.95 is probably the best investment you might make in all of 2020. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and check it out. All right, well, we're going to stay in New England for a couple more states. Multiple Massachusetts bills right now are proposing adding tolls to the Boston area and some border crossings coming into Massachusetts on other roads other than the Massachusetts Turnpike. Now, this is another option that's getting attention, which would authorize the Massachusetts DOT to study and report on the feasibility of establishing all-electric tolls on state and interstate highways that do not already charge fees to users, which would mean they would be charging tolls on all of their interstate highways. Now, the agency would also be permitted to seek a federal waiver for the placement of border tolls. Alternatives to tolls under review include doing away with collection of the state's fuel tax in favor of a per-mile tax system. They call it a ton-mileage tax, per-mile tax system. Now, in Maine, discussion is going on in Maine right now about how to address a highway funding gap estimated to be as much as $230 million. Now, a panel has been put together, a blue ribbon panel, and they've already discussed options that include a fuel tax increase. Other options being discussed are including rerouting vehicle sales tax to the highway fund and new fees on hybrid and electric vehicles, raising fees that aren't there already, and a vehicle miles traveled tax. In other words, the people that travel it the most are going to pay the most in taxes, and that would be, why, of course, the trucks and the buses that haul passengers. Now, as if that's not bad enough, let's go over into the middle part of the U.S., Missouri. Multiple Missouri legislators are focused on enacting a fuel tax increase. Now, the state's 17-cent per gallon fuel tax has remained the same and unchanged since 1994. But what they're talking about is raising the tax 2 cents from 17 to 19 cents. The diesel rate, however, figures, right, trucks, the diesel rate would be increased 6 cents from 17 cents to 23 cents. Now, the tax rates would also be adjusted annually for inflation, which would allow for regular increases. Well, isn't that something? And by the way, special efforts would also call for raising the tax on fuel from 2 cents to 10 cents. Wow. Do the math on that one to see how much that increased. And then there's Utah. Out west, and I got one more after Utah. Utah, Governor Gary Herbert has signed into law a tax reform package that authorizes the collection of additional sales taxes to cover expenses that include transportation work. Now, the deal will raise the state's sales tax on food, gas, and certain other services, the 31 cent per gallon tax rate will increase 10 cents. And it will go up to 41 cents per gallon. All right, and then one more. Wyoming. Of all places, Wyoming. Now, years ago, I heard they were trying to do this. But Wyoming wants to put a toll road, wants to make Interstate 80 their most traveled toll road in the state. They want to make it a toll road, Interstate 80. Now, I know they tried to do this a number of years ago, and they pretty much had warfare up there because the cowboys up there and the guys working the oil rigs up there said, wait a minute, not here in our backyard. And guess what? They voted everybody that was in out and started over again. So I guess these guys are feeling their oats up there, but holy smoke, can you believe it? Anyway, too little, too late. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Is this you, Eric?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Real quick on this transportation issues and taxes and stuff. I got. Do you remember the term shovel-ready jobs?
Oh, I do.
And this was 2009, 2008, 2007, 2000, all the way up to 2010 when they were doing these, Fed flooding the market with money, and we need to bail out all these states, and we need to have all these shovel-ready jobs, and we need to rebuild our infrastructure, and trillions, and blah, 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 money going down the tubes. And now they want, people have been wanting to raise these taxes for quite some time, because where's the money? Show me the money, as it was said in a movie at one point. Where's the money going for all this stuff? Where's all the trillions, the billions of dollars? The fiasco, in the 90s of, what was it called up in Boston? The Great Dig with Senator Kennedy was like $1 billion went down the tubes and was over budget and over time frame, et cetera, et cetera. And now the working men and women are supposed to pay extra taxes on already the fuel taxes that are, 25 cents right off the bat for federal taxes, not to mention whatever people want to throw on the state taxes. Let me tell you what, and this is my opinion now, there's this thing called smart roads, just like we've heard smart cities and smart energy and this, that, and the other. What's going to happen is right now a lot of the new vehicles, if I don't know about the trucking industry, God bless those guys, if there's a sort of GPS tracking, it tells everything, it tells you speed, tells your how quickly you brake, the pressure you put on the brakes, and that's all being used for the, how's it, the, insurance purposes.
Yeah, we have what's called the black box in the newer trucks now that does all that.
Mm-hmm. Roger that. Understood. Now, where's all this going? This is, they're going to start tracking your miles. This is an international movement, dare I say. There was movement in Toronto for even taxi. Or Google did a study on people's smartphones, using to tax them on how far and how long the distance traveled. Somebody's walking. So they're trying to you know, pennies on the dollar, hit pennies on the heads of the people here. And now, I lost my train of thought here. I'm trying to hit all these points. But how should I say, this thing is, it's going to end up being like a social credit system, which, you didn't pay your tax on this. We're going to, you know, turn your engine off or whatever. We're going to shut you down on this roadway. And a lot of these roadways, if you look back, and this started, maybe in the late 90s, George W. Bush era, that a lot of foreign investors were buying up these roadways.
Indiana Toll Road.
Many of them. There's some in here in Florida also, Texas, and, you know, it's up, I would presume, you know, everywhere else. Foreign investors are coming in, buying up these, the states are selling rights to these roadways.
Sure.
Comes a private road, and now you're paying these taxes, or we have in Florida called a Sun Pass, where it's just, you know, though that money doesn't, only part of that money goes to the state. The rest is going to, it's going to pay the, you know, the company which owns the roadway.
Right.
There's some here in down in Tampa is the Veterans Expressway. That's not a state-run road. That's a private road now.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, somebody may call in and correct me a little bit. That's like a shared roadway. That's, these non-governmental organizations purchasing this stuff. And a lot of these companies are offshore, you know, international real estate, you know, hedge funds that are owning all this stuff. So this isn't going necessarily to the state. I think that the, as I said, I could go on and on about this.
Well, I think it's the Florida Turnpike Authority, because they want to build on that. They want to also bring, or at least they've had plans to come across the state and come out somewhere around Bradenton.
I want to say I've heard similar, you know, I'm not the subject matter expert on this, but this is an international movement, particularly in the West, and, you know, now it's coming to the United States, where guess who doesn't have to pay all this stuff? Guess who's not having to pay all these things? I don't want to say, you know, sound too conspiratorial with the immigration issue, but this is only being put on the backs of, you know, red, white, and blue America. And I'm totally over it. I don't know.
Remember in November.
Hey, Roger that, sir. Yes, sir. Vote. You know, well, they got the early voting. Vote early. Vote often.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Thanks, sir.
Thanks for my call, sir.
All righty. Yep. And remember in November. I mean, you know, the stuff that we keep telling you about. If you're upset about it, hey, remember in November. It's all you can do. Because you're not going to do anything else until then, unfortunately. But we gotta vote the bums out that are creating these problems. And I can just imagine what's being said in Miami tonight on an oil rig. All right, I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the...
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A developing story in the final lap of the Daytona 500 in Florida. A terrifying crash as Ryan Newman's car flips on the track. Here's how it goes down, courtesy of NASCAR on Fox.
Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow.
Crash into the wall, into the air goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line for it.
Now, Ryan Newman rushed to the hospital, Denny Hamlin winning the race. Hamlin in an interview with Fox saying, number one, we are praying for Ryan.
Newman got turned, went up in the air. As he came down, was hit by another car and launched skyward, coming down on his roof.
Again, the sound there, courtesy of NASCAR on Fox. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast, it's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. NAA.edu is the website to find out more about them. That's NAA.edu. Go over there and check it out. In the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy can give you a rock-solid career with a tremendous future right now if you want to check them out online by going to naa.edu. Now, we're talking about becoming an aviation maintenance tech. It's 14 months of training. There's no shortcuts to it. That's how long it takes to get your certification as an aviation maintenance tech, which is your ticket to ride for a lifetime. You can make anywhere from $60,000 a year to a triple-digit income. All depends on you. It's all based on you and your God-given ability and how much you want to work. So, check them out online, the National Aviation Academy, by going to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or just give them a call and schedule an appointment. Take the tour of one of their places by calling 800-659-2080. Now, they do have two locations. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. They have the other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Tampa Bay. So that's National Aviation Academy, the website naa.edu, the phone number 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide, slap open for you, too. All righty. Well, budget time, Pentagon, things going on. The Pentagon is seeking right now to divert $3.8 billion, largely from its fiscal 2020 weapons procurement budget, in order to help fund President Donald Trump's border wall. Now, this is not a out-of-the-question thing that can be done. I had somebody yesterday say to me when I was talking about this with them, they said, well, you can't do that. It's for the military. Well, guess what? There are some military reasons behind the wall. Hello? Homeland security. Keeping the people out that want to sneak into this country illegally and keeping the coyotes out, the drugs, all that sort of stuff. That's one of the reasons. Plus the electronics that come along with the wall will not only determine what's going on above ground, but what's going on below ground. For example, is somebody digging a tunnel? Or is somebody trying to do something else? But anyway, that's what's going on there. Now, Pentagon and Microsoft now have got to stop working on the Jedi Cloud, because there's a lawsuit that's brought about. A federal judge ruled the Pentagon and Microsoft must temporarily suspend work on the Department of Defense's controversial joint enterprise cloud infrastructure contract while the court hears Amazon's challenge to the award decision. Well, okay, we'll see where that goes. And the Senate approved a bipartisan measure limiting President Donald Trump's authority to launch military operations against Iran. Now, this is something that goes to the president's desk to be signed. It is a resolution, though, so I'm not sure whether or not the president has to sign this or not. But we'll see. If so, he's not going to sign this to limit his own power, in my opinion. I don't believe he's going to do that. By the way, President Duterte in the Philippines was in the news again yesterday. Seems that he's back at it, trying to tell the United States that you're not welcome anymore at Subic Bay. Take your ships and go home. Okay, we can do that. But they were the ones that invited us to begin with. Matter of fact, Duterte was the one that invited us, but he's upset for several reasons, one of which could be the fact that we're not taking a very strong position in helping them, because they're laying claim to some of the South China waters from where they're at, and more so than what normally would be there. But we'll see where that goes. And, of course, we've heard again about the U.S.-Taliban peace deal being up there on the table, and some things there that we don't know what's going to happen or who's going to do what, but you can't trust these people. Can't trust the Taliban. They're supposed to be calming down, they're having a cooling down period for a week, no shooting, no attacks, no nothing. It's never worked before. So why would we think it would work now? I mean, these people, they live in a different planet altogether. They live in a different planet altogether. And you're welcome, Eric. Now, the Navy has got growing pains, we all know. It was widely discussed and widely mentioned, and one of the goals, stated goals, of the Trump administration to not only increase the Navy, but to bring it up to what the Navy felt they needed to have in terms of ships, which is 355. Now, they may get to 300, I don't think they're going to get to 355. They may even get to 305. But what they're doing right now is it's not so much the surface ships that they're leaning for. They're building submarines, and they're building the fast attack subs. You know, run silent, run deep. They're the ones that take the nuclear missiles around and do what they do. So we'll see what happens there. Now, the other thing is we've got this coronavirus, and it's got a lot of people concerned, a lot of people worried. And the military has taken a position, because the military is actually the one agency, if you will, with the field hospitals and all that stuff, that can actually do what needs to be done when it comes to treating patients and being mobile and moving around and this, that, and the other. And that's exactly what we're going to see. Now, we had some people come back from, where'd they come back from? China. I believe they got off, it was Japan. They got off a cruise ship in Japan. But we're also bringing people back from China. And we're bringing them back to a couple of different military bases. That yesterday was expanded to something different. I heard another base tossed in the mix, which was not where I'd heard before. So that's good. Well, what that means, I guess, is that you got bases that are full up and they're having to go somewhere else. I guess that's what that means. But anyway, that's where we're at with all of that. Now, the other thing is, when you look at the Air Force and the Marines and the Army and the Navy and the Coast Guard, too, they've all got growing pains and they're all hiring, enlisting, signing up, whatever you want to call it, conscription. No, it's not a draft. I can't use that word. But they're all signing up people right now. And to the young men and women that are listening to us right now, if you're looking for a career and you're looking for some training and you're looking for some camaraderie, join the military. Let them get your benefits. Give them your benefits. Now, not everybody is going to wind up in a combat zone. So whoever's thinking about that one, well, I'm not going to join because you're going to send me over. No, not really. Not really. Not everybody winds up in a combat role as a grunt with a rifle in the middle of a foxhole. I forget what the number is, but it seems to me it's like one out of 7 or 8 or 9 or something like that. Maybe it's higher than that right now. Maybe it's 10 or 11. But anyway, it's one of those numbers. Only one person winds up on the front line. The rest of them don't. They're all support. But anyway, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a second look at the Truckers Highway and Byway report out there. So don't go anywhere. I am coming right back with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
All right.
Marty, that's the Highway Junkie song, bringing you back here, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report on the Captain's America Third Watch. And a big shout out to all those guys and gals out there in the highways and byways tonight, making their living. Now, we're going to get started by telling you that this segment of the program is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You see the Pilot sign, pull on in, especially the travel centers. You see the Flying J sign, pull on in. Check them out. All right, well, here we go. Mississippi is the big story this hour because 1 to 2 inches of rainfall is possible today in the Jackson, Mississippi area, right smack dab in the middle of the flood zone. Now, locally higher amounts in a short period of time will also be possible. There'll be areas of flash flooding likely in addition to what you've already got going there. Some roads may be flooded or closed for some time, as you might well expect, because the river's already way up over its banks. And some structures may be threatened with inundation, which means they could collapse because of all the rain that's soaked into the older structures, if you will. Now, ongoing river flooding is worsening as we speak. The more rain they get, the worse it will get. And also, up to an inch of rainfall is possible in a short amount of time in some of the outlining areas over towards the western end of Jackson, west of I-55 and out west I-20 over on the neighboring line over there on the Louisiana line. But localized flash flooding will be possible, particularly in low-lying and urban areas, and river flooding is possible. And again, it has gotten worse. Now, this is from Tuesday morning to Tuesday night. It's definitely a situation that you need to pay close attention to because it's not pretty out there. Now, let's take a look at where the snow is, because a storm is going to slide across into northern New England Tuesday into Tuesday night and Wednesday morning with locally heavy snow and ice. Now, we're getting that right now in the northeastern quadrant just north of Milwaukee in Wisconsin, straight up to Green Bay, up into the upper peninsula of Michigan, over into the western and northern part of Michigan on the other side of Lake Michigan. And it's going to get interesting up there tonight if it hasn't already. Now, the lake effect snow machine has kicked in now, all the way from Buffalo, draw a straight line across all the way to Albany, go over to Syracuse, go up to Oneida Lake, north of Oneida Lake, all the way to Watertown, New York. Lake effect snow machine has kicked in, and it is snowing there right now. This is all, in the last hour, it's all picked up. So it's a little different than what we told you about an hour ago. Things have deteriorated up there with the lake effect machine kicking in. That's all it takes, the wind blowing in the right direction, and here we go. Now, snow tonight, and by the way, the snow has expanded. There is snow tonight in the central and northern part of New Hampshire, as well as the northern part of Maine, all the way up to Nova Scotia. And keep in mind that there is a system going up the coast there tonight. And as that goes up the coast, it'll take the snow along with it. So hopefully it'll be gone by tomorrow. Now, there are some areas of fog as we speak. And those areas of fog are right now from Louisiana, New Orleans, all the way across over to about Crestview in Florida along I-10. Dense fog reported in many areas there. But there is a dense fog advisory for that whole area right now. And we do have some fog along the eastern seaboard right now, down in the North Carolina area out by the Outer Banks, and also up into Virginia towards Norfolk in that area. There is some scattered fog in that area reported. Now, oh, and good morning, Flip. I see you in there right now. Hope you're doing well. Now, again, let me tell you a little bit about your Pilot and your Flying J that brings you this part of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Back a few years ago, many of you remember, especially the older drivers, what a pilot used to be like. It was a cut-rate place. They sold the fuel cheap, wanted to keep as many trucks coming through as they could, kept it simple, stupid. It was like you go in there, you get your soda, get your cup of coffee, get your hot dog that was on the rolling rotisserie, bag of chips, and you're out the door, and you were gone. That's the way they did it because it was all self-serve fuel. Well, it's still self-serve fuel, but now you've got the inside, if you will, and you've got anything from a Wendy's to a McDonald's to an Arby's sitting there looking at you. Or you could have a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, maybe even a Chester's Chicken, could even be a full-service Dairy Queen with their full menu. But that's what you're liable to find. That's what you're liable to find. So just keep that in mind when you think about pilot and you see a pilot travel center. Also, the Flying J's, don't need to tell most of the drivers about that. Flying J's, nice sit-down Denny's or Huddle House or Moe's Southwest Grill restaurants. That's what you're going to find. So not to worry about anything there. And always remember, drivers on the third watch get a free cup of coffee when you go in there. So make sure you take advantage of that. If you need the coffee, to stay awake. There you go. Always worked for most anybody that I know. Now, let's do a little teasing here of what we're going to be doing next. Not to be outdone, I don't know if you heard this or not, but the Boy Scouts of America, of all things, have filed for bankruptcy. Now, they brought it about themselves by caving to the liberal agenda that said, you got to do this, you got to do that, and people sued to want to be a member or whatnot, and, I mean, it all went downhill from there when all that political correctness came in there. So that's what you got going on there. Also, Democratic Governor Ralph Northam got his butt handed to him literally yesterday in Virginia. An embarrassing loss on the assault weapons ban in Virginia. Some of his own Democrats turned against his wishes. And the reason they did that was because we, the people, the voters, got up and got out in the street and protested and got on the phones and called the politicians and protested and said, hey, if you vote for this, my entire family is going to vote you out. And, you know, it wasn't just the Hatfield and McCoys in Virginia. It was the Grants and the Lees and, I know, and the Jackson, Stonewall Jackson. Folks from the Civil War. Maybe even been the Revolutionary War, some of them. But folks getting in there and getting on the telephone and calling up their representatives and saying, hey, you better not do this. And a fair amount of Democrats, because that's a Democratic state, a fair amount of Democrats said, nope, not going to do it. And they bailed on the governor. So, so there you go. Now you know the rest of the story. All right, we're coming back with more right after these messages on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming your way. I shall return.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.